Comfort is calling. Order a Chick-fil-A sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit with Simply Orange Juice on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real guests paid for their testimonial.
I love Friday. I love Friday. 41 right now, the clouds moving in. Thank you for waking up with us here. My name is Dablo, back in the hut. Thank you to Kathy Dickman, the whole crew down at Jankabazoo. Had a great morning there. Big zoo opener tomorrow. There's a lot of stuff going on. One of the things, the big shot open, I've been anxious to talk about this. Breckenridge High School trap teams got this going on. And I got John in here. Good morning, young man.
Good morning, Bill. How are you?
How long's it been since you and I have had a chance to chit-chat?
I bet you it's been about 2 years now.
All right. Well, good to see you again.
You as well.
And back in the day, it was Wilkins Soil and Water.
Correct. And Conservation Corner.
All right. Yeah, you're kind of the conservation guy.
Yeah, I'm the conservation guy. Yeah.
Well, tell me about the trap team and tell me about this event you've got coming up tomorrow.
Well, yeah, I'll put on my trap hat now instead of my conservation.
All right. Yeah, you wear a lot of hats.
I do wear a lot of hats, but I'm the head coach of the Breckenridge High School trap shooting team, and we have a fundraiser coming up tomorrow, Saturday, from 2 to 7 o'clock out at the head of the Red Gun Range just north of Breckenridge here on Highway 9. This is our first shooting fundraiser that we're hosting, the Big Shot Open. It's going to test your skills at not only trap shooting, but skeet shooting and five stand. So if you think you're a good shot, you might as well come out and try your luck, because if you're a good trap shooter, this might humble you a little
bit. All right. In other words, back it up.
Back it up.
Yeah, you got to have something going on.
That's right. And I brought with me, I have three of my shooters with me today. I have Landon, Lawson, and Jace.
Okay.
These kids are amazing. Every year that I've coached, these kids just get better and better and better. It's unbelievable. I couldn't imagine when I was a teenager having this in high school. And that's what I hear from all the adults and the parents that I talk with. They're like, man, I wish we had this in high school.
Is it tough to teach trap shooting? I mean, when you say that, you teach it.
Yeah.
How do you teach it? I mean, what? I just kind of gloss over that.
It's just like any other sport, right? It's all about fundamentals, and when we establish our fundamentals, then we move on to the mental game. Because if you can shoot a 10, 12, 15, 18, you can shoot a perfect score of a 25 in trap.
Okay.
Because once you have the fundamentals down, it all becomes a mental game.
Right.
So, but I'll let these guys introduce themselves and tell them why they're part of the team and kind of go over what we're doing for the fundraiser.
Okay, step on up. Who wants to be first?
I will be.
All right. Good morning.
Morning.
Thanks for being on the show.
Thanks for inviting me, Bill.
And you are?
Landon Schillinger.
Landon, good to have you here. Tell me a little bit about how long you've been doing this.
This is going on year 6 for me.
Okay. So when you first started this, you know, what got you into it?
Kind of just having family passed from it. Like, my grandpa is a big trap shooter, and it kind of passed on to the uncles, to my generation.
Okay. Explain to me how this relates to hunting. Again, I'm at ground zero on this, so you're going to educate me, Landon.
I feel like it compares to hunting only with the gun part about it. Like,
okay.
It's obviously not like you're out walking for birds and stuff, but it's more of the fact that you're getting more accurate shooting smaller and quicker things.
So this could trap shooting could definitely help when it... I guess that was my question. Does it relate?
Oh, being a trap shooter made me 100% a way better shooter.
Okay. So what are you taking part in tomorrow? What's going to be your deal?
I think I'm just going to help run the houses and stuff.
Okay.
Run plays and help people as they're shooting.
All right. And again, you excited for this? Because this is the first one out of the chute, so to speak.
I am very excited. I do not like doing raffle tickets that much. So this is a little better option, in my opinion.
I love it. You excited?
I am excited.
All right. Very good. Very good. Thank you, Landon. Again, thanks for being part of the show. Who we got here?
Lawson Oliphant.
Lawson, how are you, my friend?
Good. Thanks for having me on the show, too.
No problem, man. I'm glad you're here. Well, tell me about what you'll be doing tomorrow at this thing.
I'll be helping with trap houses, running clays back and forth, and helping people out.
You know what I think is fascinating about this? You guys have your own language. You really do. You've got your own language. You're talking, it's like you could be just well talking French to me here, but it is, isn't it? I mean, you know what you're talking about. I can tell that already.
Yep.
So how many years have you been caught up in this?
This is year 2 for me.
Okay. You've been having fun with it?
Yeah.
Okay. And again, first one. Are you a little nervous about that, or is it like, no, this is going to go off without a hitch?
Yeah, it's just going to be pretty easy, I think.
I love it. And then we got, who's this guy? Step on up, young man.
Okay, so this is, I'm Jace Bozen.
Jace.
And
how you doing?
I'm doing really good. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Thanks for coming in on a Friday. So how long you been doing this?
So I've been shooting myself for maybe 3 years, but this is my first year getting to shoot with, like, all the big kids and stuff.
Okay, what got you into it? When did you say, hey, I want to try this?
I think one day Dad just went out and bought a couple of clays and a thrower.
Yeah?
And he asked me if I wanted to go shoot, and I said yeah, and then I've been hooked ever since.
You think you're any good at this?
I would say I'm okay.
Okay, but getting better all the time, right?
Yeah, I'd say I'm getting better.
Is it like anything else, just practice, going to make you better at this?
Yeah, definitely practice is going to make you way better at it.
Okay. And again, explain this to me, because there's the $50 entry fee. There's two rounds of trap, right?
Yep.
One round of skeet. And what is five stand? Explain this one to me,
so,
John.
So five stand, and our five stand is a little unique, but five stand in general is you have five stations, and then you have multiple target throwers that come at you from different angles. So think of it as kind of a field scenario, or almost like a hunting scenario. You have maybe a running rabbit. We have running rabbits that'll be thrown across the ground that you have to shoot. We have crossing birds from your left and from your right. We have a bird that comes at you. We have a bird that comes from over your head that you have to shoot. So
is there gaps between this, or are these all coming at you at once?
So you're going to take two different shots typically on each round and stuff. So you'll have different numbers for different throwers.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, your first clay may be the running rabbit, and after you shoot the running rabbit, then maybe the bird that comes from behind you comes. So by the time you're all the way rotated all the way through all your stations, you'll have had targets from each one of the throwers.
That is skill.
It is. And what's really cool about our five stand compared to most everybody else's is the welding crew at the science school here, NDSCS, back in 2010, they built us a tower. So instead of being flat on the ground, each station progressively gets higher into a tower. So your first station, you're on the ground. Your second station, you're up one level. Third station, you're all the way on top of the tower. Fourth station, you go back down one level. And the fifth station, you're back down on the ground. So
that is amazing.
Yeah, so it presents a whole different world of angles than being on the ground.
Level of difficulty with everything.
Yeah, absolutely.
But again, what a skill to have.
It is a skill to have because, again, like Landon had said, it translates into the field.
Right.
I mean, if you have all these different scenarios that pop up, I mean, you should be able to hit a duck or a pheasant or whatever.
You should be able to.
Well, I should be able to. Hey, you know, yeah. That's why I coach it, right?
How many kids do you have out?
So this year we have 20 kids out. And normally we average between 20 and 30. And then the Wahpeton Huskies also average, you know, somewhere between 30 and 40.
Wow, so you got a lot of interest in this.
I tell you what, this is a great opportunity for kids that may not be interested in traditional sports.
Yeah.
You know, if they're not interested in basketball or baseball or football, things like that. And I have plenty of kids that participate in multiple sports, but this is another opportunity for those kids to get out and be a part of a team.
What about spectators? I would think this would be fun to watch something like this.
You know, I think this fundraiser will be fun to watch because, you know what, there's a lot of joshing and goading people when they're shooting.
Does it get pretty competitive?
I think it gets pretty competitive. If you've ever been out during league nights at the gun range and stuff, guys josh with each other quite a bit, and it gets pretty competitive.
Is there trash talking? Tell me there's trash talking.
Yes, there is trash talking.
I love this.
There's pressure. Don't miss now. Don't miss now. So
this is something I would assume you're just you're looking at growing this event and
absolutely we are, and we appreciate the sponsors from the community that we already have, and those that come out to the gun club can see the sponsors that we have and say thank you to them for supporting the youth in our community.
Right.
Again, registration is $50. It gets you two rounds of trap, a round of skeet, and a round of five stand. So you got three different skill abilities there. Registration starts at 1:30, first pull at 2 o'clock. We also are going to have a gun board out there. We'll have concessions, and we also have a free will donation meal out there.
All right, so you're going to feed us too.
We're going to feed you. I mean, if you feed them, they will come, right?
That's the ticket.
Yes.
That is a good incentive. Big Shot Open. That's what we're talking. The first one, Breckenridge High School Trap Team. And this is going on tomorrow ahead of the Red Trap Range, and that's just out on number 9
here. Yep, it's 3208 State Highway 9 in Breckenridge here. And make sure you bring the family because it'll be a lot of fun, and we look forward to seeing you out there. Although we could use a little bit of bump in temperature, Bill.
I'll work on it.
Well, I
hope just so. Don't hold me to that. Every time I try, it just fails miserably. John, thank you so much. Guys, thank you so much for coming in and being part of the show. Appreciate it.
We thank you.
Folks, you missed any of this conversation, I'm going to podcast this, and it'll be up on our website, and that'll be early this afternoon. Big Shot Open, first annual Breckenridge High School Trap Club, going on tomorrow at the head of the Red Trap Range, 948, the Voice of the Valley. Good morning.